540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This winter storm could bring 6 to 10 inches of snow to Milwaukee this weekend. The warning is for most of the southern part of the state, running from early tomorrow morning through Sunday morning. Roads could get slick fast and travel might be tough. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Authorities are still investigating a late-night shooting in Milwaukee Wednesday night that left one person dead. Officials say police responded at about 10 that night on the city's south side and found a 43-year-old victim. The person was pronounced dead at the scene from gunshot wounds. No arrests have been made as police work to determine what led up to that shooting. Authorities are urging anyone with information to contact police or Crime Stoppers. Morgan Geiser is now back in custody in Wisconsin. She's being held at the Waukesha County Jail after being arrested in Illinois Sunday. Geiser had been ordered into a mental institution, but a judge earlier this year approved her conditional release to a group home. Authorities say she cut off her monitoring bracelet and left the Madison facility last weekend. Geiser was 12 years old when she and a friend stabbed another girl nearly to death in a bid to appease the fictional Slender Man character. A hearing to consider revoking her conditional release is scheduled for December 22nd. More than 3,000 Thanksgiving meals were delivered to seniors living in low-income housing across southeast Wisconsin yesterday. The meals were prepared in the Franklin High School kitchen by the owners of Meyer's Restaurant and funded by Community Projects for Seniors. Meals included turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and sides with a handmade placemat from a child. It marks the 39th consecutive year that the organization provided free holiday meals to seniors aged 60 and older. Starting Monday, drivers on Brady Street will see a new setup at the intersection of Brady and Humboldt. The usual traffic light will switch to a flashing four-way stop for a 30-day test. The city says they hope that it will slow down speeders and make the area safer. There are more changes like raised crosswalks planned for next year. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th and 3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got two downs here. We got to get one of the two. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks, making a catch for a 16-yard gain, told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety, Brian Branch, on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was going to hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up, and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 30 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, some heavy snow with some rain. We could get 3 to 6 or more inches by the time everything winds down on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.